This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we're going to begin deep down in the inner workings of the global economy, the bond market, and the overall state of things. In Europe today, the unwelcome spotlight fell on Spain. Greece had the day off, I guess. Spanish borrowing costs hit record highs, while not coincidentally, yields on American Treasury bills hit record lows. Marketplace's Heidi Moore in New York and Christopher Worth in London. Get us going today.
Our government, like most governments, runs on borrowed money. When you buy a treasury bond, you're not buying. You're lending. It's an IOU. You loan the government your hard-earned cash for 2 years or 10 years or 30 years, and Uncle Sam will pay you back with interest. So far, it's been a pretty sweet deal. People and corporations and foreign governments have lent the U.S. government $11 trillion at the latest count. They've never had cause to regret it, says Kathy Jones. She's the fixed income strategist with Charles Schwab.
People believe they're going to get their money back, it will be safe, that nothing untoward is going to happen to their money.
That security is why people will take a paltry interest rate of only 1.6% on U.S. Treasury bonds. It's a record low. But as my colleague Christopher Worth in London will tell you, it's the exact opposite in parts of Europe.
The interest rate that the Spanish government pays to borrow money rose to an all-time euro area high today, above 6.6%. Now, from an investor's perspective, that sounds like a pretty good return on your money. But Heidi, I spoke with Charles Dumas. He's with Lombard Street Research here in London. And I asked him if this is a good time to be investing in Spanish bonds.
Not unless you have an unbelievably strong appetite for risk. I mean, it is entirely possible that the entire euro structure will break up, so you've lost a lot of money.
He says that's because Spain has long been seen as this country that the rest of Europe really just can't afford to bail out. I mean, Spain has a high budget deficit that it's struggling to bring down. Its economy isn't growing. It has high unemployment. And now it's faced with trying to pump more money into a handful of failing banks. And Heidi, that's what's forcing Spain's borrowing costs to rise so high.
That's why a lot of investors just wish they could book a little flight for their money to get it out of Spain and Europe when things get tough. They call it the flight to safety. It always lands here in the U.S. Kathy Jones explained how it works.
Flight to safety means get out of the way. This idea that you want to go to the safest, most liquid market, liquid meaning you can get your money out anytime you want to.
Sounds like a great plan, right? But actually, we have a lot of problems here, too. Look around. We have high unemployment, the recovery's weak, and there's a risk that if the U.S. government can borrow at lower interest rates, it just gets hooked on borrowing. You can't go on like that. I mean, Spain's seen that, right?
I mean, everyone here realizes there's a limit to how long Spain can go on borrowing so close to 7%. It's just too expensive. Ireland and Portugal got into that situation, and they had to go looking for a bailout. Now, the question is, how does Spain back away from this sort of cliff edge, as it were? I spoke with Luigi Zingales at the Booth School of Business, and he says, first, Spain is going to need Europe's help in dealing with its troubled banks.
At this point, probably what I call a Europeization of the banking sector, which is different from a nationalization, but it's basically the same thing, but the Europe takes over rather than the local government, I think is probably the right solution.
But Heidi, the right solution last time, the trick that worked the last time borrowing costs rose so high, was when the European Central Bank pumped well over $1 trillion into the European banking system just earlier this year.
Christopher Worth in London, Heidi Moore in New York City with another installment of the never-ending European debt story.